This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in an authentic hadith in Bukhari, number 1401, where he mentioned a pillar in regards to our attitude when we go and seek provision. For the young man, it's important for him to know that he is going to be the ultimate provider if he wants to fulfill the true essence of masculinity and masculine excellence, that he should intend, when talking about marriage, when thinking about a wife, when thinking about children, that he should intend to be the initial provider, meaning the first provider in the household, meaning that everyone in the house, when they think of who is the one that provides the most for this home, it's you. It's going to be you as the man. Because when you provide, that is a means of protection, provision, which ultimately leads in you being the leader. And this is the qualities of the leader. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a beautiful hadith, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِي لِأَنْ يَحْتَطِبْ أَحَدُكُمْ حُزْمَةً عَلَى ظَهْرِهِ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَسْأَلْ أَحَدًا فِيُعْطِيهِ أَوْ يَمْنَعْ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in an authentic hadith, he said, by him in whose hand is my soul, if one of you were to carry a bundle of firewood on his back and sell it, it would be better for him than begging a man who may or may not give him anything. This is on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. The first point that we want to talk about is the masculine mentality of the provider. Being that the mentality of the man, the mentality of the team, is to prepare him or herself, himself, to provide for his family. When you are a teenager, I'll never forget, subhanAllah, my mother always mentioned this. My mother used to make me pay the water bill when I was working at Kroger and I was a sacker at Kroger. I was 13 years old. Mother used to make me pay the water bill. She did not need me to pay the water bill. My father was there, but it was a practice that I didn't like because it was taking my weekend money, my sneaker money, my Jabot jeans money, you know what I'm saying, my haircut money. She was taking from that money, but I realized that taught me a very important principle. And that principle of being a person that is going to be a husband, that's going to have to provide for his family, that's going to have to pay for these bills. You do realize the money that comes in your pocket immediately, initially, firstly, and immediately goes to paying those bills for the family. So you need to prepare yourself for that. You don't want to get married and you're whining about having to pay bills. That's not very masculine. That doesn't look like someone that takes pride and honor in worshiping Allah by providing for his family. The second aspect of this beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the importance of seeking provision. You see, لِأَنْ يَحْتَطِبْ, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for the man to go out and to carry a bundle of wood, going out in the wood, going out in the forest and gathering the wood. It's not going to just fall down from the trees. You have to go out and get it. You have to work. And subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentions that in the Quran in regards to Maryam alayhi salam. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطُ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions when she was carrying Jesus alayhi salam. She was carrying him and she was facing pains of childbirth. Allah told her, shake the tree. Shake the tree, and the beautiful, righteous, ripe dates, will come down to you. She had to work. Get in the habit of working. Playing video games has a time for it. If it was up to me, you wouldn't play them at all. Because when you're at the age of 17, 18, 19, and you're talking about you facing fitna, and you want to get married, or you're thinking about the opposite gender, the only healthy way of thinking about the opposite gender, brothers, is to think of mother of my children, wife, someone that I can spend time with, a companion that will help me in getting to gender and being a better man and practicing my masculinity via marriage. So you need to think about how am I going to provide for them, which should cause you to think about what do I like to do. And the best way to find out what you like to do is to do different things, make mistakes, frequent attempts in learning, fail. This is important. So the importance of seeking provision. And the last aspect is the importance of dignity. You notice how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, this is better for him than begging a man who may or may not give him anything. We talked about this in an earlier hadith, the importance of being the yad al-ulya. When you are a teen asking your parents for money, this is yad al-sufla. This is the asking hand. This is nothing wrong with it because you are their son. But making the effort to try and provide for yourself, just as you want your own room, remember, you don't own that room, nor are you renting it. The bed that you have, you did not purchase it. Now, if you purchase some of the objects in your room, this is great. Make it a habit of doing something that you like, which brings value to people, that makes more money for you to buy more things in your room, to where you will eventually buy your own place, rent your own place, and then be ready to be married. That is a sign of dignity. When a man sees that a young man is making the effort to be independent, self-sufficient in a halal way, all of that is masculinity and all of that is worship. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is better because that person that is giving you can easily prohibit you as well, to where you want something from them and they don't give it to you. How many people that I've met, young men, the driving force behind them wanting to get a job is because they were tired of asking their parents, to where their parents could say no or yes. Let that be the initial motivator, but ultimately you want the motivation to be, oh Allah, I want to seek from your provision to be a better man, to hopefully provide for my family in a way that I love doing for your sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that practice this beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, by him in whose hand is my soul, if one of you were to carry a bundle of wood on his back and sell it, that would be better for him than begging a man who may or may not give him anything. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.